From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Residents of the chain of islands at Florida's southern tip could be prevented from returning to their homes for weeks by the extensive devastation from a recent hurricane. The U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Barsett said recovery in the Florida Keys, quote, is going to take a while because of damage to bridges that link the islands to the U.S. mainland. He said, I would expect that the Keys are not fit for reentry for regular citizenry for weeks. The archipelago is a popular tourist destination. It has about 70,000 full-time residents. Bossert's assessment came as Florida officials got their first look at the damage Irma left behind. The hurricane weakened to a tropical storm Monday as it moved through northern Florida and into Georgia, dumping torrential rains across the region. Numerous communities were flooded, from Florida's western shoreline and the Gulf of Mexico to the state's biggest city, Jacksonville, on the Atlantic Ocean coast. An unprecedented rescue and relief response by the United States is underway not only in Florida but also in the Caribbean following the hurricane. The Trump administration says it's the largest ever mobilization of our military in a naval and marine operation. Nine large ships, including the 335-meter-long USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, which arrived at Key West on Sunday night, are being used as platforms for sorties by at least 80 rotary-wing aircraft, according to officials. The U.S. Navy also moved in the USS Iwo Jima. This is VOA News. A suicide